Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Pam, your host and the designer here. We come to you each Monday at this 1 p.m. hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with very talented hosts touching on many different subjects. Page through the programming page today to find a topic that may interest you. I wanted to make sure before we get started on today's show that our Monday show will be changing time slots. Beginning Tuesday, September 8th, One Designer, Two Ideas time slot will move to 3 p.m. That's 3 p.m. Tuesday, September 8th. The day will remain Mondays, however, but because of the Labor Day holiday, the first show of September will be broadcast on Tuesday. You know, I will be reminding you guys throughout, and you know, until September 8th, not saying that all of you are like me and can't remember anything, but I will be reminding you guys, so don't worry about that. Okay, well, you guys, anyone that was with me last week, you know we tried to broadcast our show last Monday about creating a spa-like experience in any bathroom. Well, we tried three times, but due to technical difficulties, we only got the first 6 minutes out before everything went to the handbasket. And, well, you know the rest of the story with the handbasket. Anyway, before we get to today's show again, what's laminate got to do with it, we will finish our last Monday show. Creating a spa-like experience in any bathroom. Without further ado, here we go. I wanted to ask you guys, I'm going to start where the 6 minutes ended last Tuesday. I think it was last Tuesday we actually got what we were actually able to broadcast, but it ended after 6 or 7 minutes. So we're going to start there. So if you guys would like to get that information from that broadcast, that was last Tuesday, August 11th, you get that information from the 7 minutes, feel free to do that. Also, I wanted to give a call-in number if you guys have any suggestions or comments as I'm going through the bathroom or either the laminate flooring. Give me a call, and we'd like to hear your comments. 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Okay, we'll start at this point. All right, many bathrooms, especially in rental apartments and older homes, are not remodeled, lack spa-like qualities. Buyers featured in HGTV's House Hunters, for many of them, the bathroom can be a deal breaker. If it's not a deal breaker, the new homeowners think those with aqua tubs and pink terracotta countertops or just a regular tub is a gut job. But with a little elbow grease and a few additions, the gut job can turn into a what job. So let's create a spa-like bathroom. First things first, though. I always say you can't decorate dirt. So I think any redesign project starts with a thorough cleaning and decluttering. Seriously, how long have you had those 13 bottles of shampoo, 8 bottles of hair conditioner, and 15 bars of soap that is sitting around the shower or the tub dripping into every gathering of water that you make for a shower or a tub or a bath? The bath mat is not matching anything in the bathroom. The clawfoot tub is, well, clawfoot, and the overhead light does not supply enough light. What to do? We cannot physically change the room. We cannot tear down walls, change the pink tub, or the penny tile floor. But We can start out by cleaning all those areas and getting rid of at least 10 bottles of the shampoo. Did you know that when all those bottles are around your tub or shower seat, they hold water? And standing water can cause what? Odor. You got it. What about the 100 bottles of hair and skin products, curlers and straighteners and barrettes and bands in the cabinet under the sink? If it's up to you, it is. Everything is up to you. I mean, it's your bathroom. But making sense of the space first, before you change anything else, making sense of the space first will help you start your travels to your spa-like adventure. While we are on the subject, if you feel adventurous and if you feel like Superwoman or Superman, yeah, and you feel adventurous, why don't you try reglazing the clawfoot tub? Deep clean the fuchsia, aqua, and off-white tub. And if you can't beat them, join them. Instead of acting like the odd colors in the room don't exist, like the pink terracotta tile countertop, bring it into the fold of your spa-like bathroom redesign. Pink may not be your, you know, your color of choice, but accepting it will bring peace of mind. Adding tiles, maybe create a sort of pink scheme in the tiles or mat or other items. Using a brush, clean the penny porcelain floor or mosaic tiles and grout. Clean the baseboard, the toilet, the face bowl, and the medicine cabinet. Wipe smudges off the wall, you know, if you can. If you have the option of painting your walls, think about painting the drywall. If you have drywall above the tile, think about painting it. If you can, make sure you ask for paint for a bathroom if you are going to Lowe's, Home Depot, or Ace Hardware. See, I threw in Ace the Hardware. They still exist, and they are a great resource for DIYers, I'm telling you. El Decor suggests gray, yellow, purple, peach, gold, tan, and, of course, Rental White. What is better than Rental White? You will need wallpaper that will withstand all moisture if that is something that you want to add. If you're still in need of storage, go up. Create a floating shelf if you can. Add a small cart or a table that you probably already have in the house that's not being used. If you have, you know, low light in there, even if you have a lot of people add plants, good housekeeping suggests adding a plant to bring light to the room. Low light bathroom plants include air ferns, ZZ, and snake plants, and aloe vera, just to name a few, although that is really not all of them, but that's just a few, naming a few. It gives the room life adds a continuous aroma. Frame the mirror with a mirror frame kit. Need more light? Think about adding another mirror on the opposite side of the bathroom where the light can be reflected. The light that's coming in can be reflected. If it's a windowless bathroom, the light will still be reflected. You know, have a window treatment if you have a window in the room. Is there a window? Is your tub or shower a tub shower combo? Is there a shower or a sliding door to consider? How clean are they? You can change out the lining and the curtain to enhance your look in the bathroom. And you can clean the sliding doors with a disinfectant grime cleaner, track included. Have you noticed the orange and black around the track of your sliding doors if you have one? Or along the side of the tub where the grout between the porcelain and the wall, you might want to clean that. That part of your cleaning job there. So to create a spa-like experience in the bathroom starts with cleaning and joining. You know, like I said earlier, if you cannot beat them, join them. If you cannot get rid of the aqua tub or the pink terracotta counter, enhance it, embrace it, and bring it into your new design. This Old House magazine says this is an opportunity to revive a tired bathroom. What will your spa-like bathroom be to you? De-stressing at home is key. Thus the reason to create it in the first place. The spa is an escape that should be warm and relaxing. Add things that will give a relaxing feeling. Spas are filled with softness. You know where you pay per hour? Yeah, they're filled with softness. Surround yourself in your spa-like bathroom with softness, like a plush bath mat, an extra large soft towel. Kohl's is so good with large towels for little money. And they're soft and they last. Yes. How about a warm bathrobe to continue the spa-like feeling once you're out? Be playful while you're in there. Add candles, wick or wickless. My friend Julie, she has a number of wickless, and they flicker. They're beautiful. They really are beautiful. Wickless candles in her, and she uses them along the mantelpiece in her family room. It enhances the wood and look and the feel in the room, whether it's the family room or your spa-like bathroom. Yes. Add aroma salts, bath oils, and the like. Use a bathtub caddy to corral all your aromas. The bathtub caddy is that little tray-like product that stretches across the tub. You can even prop a book there and read it while you're enjoying your spa-like experience in your spa-like bathroom. Yes. Take deep breaths and adjust the light if you can. Read a book, as I just said. Lastly, in order for this to be a complete spa-like experience, maybe you want to feel jets. You want to feel the water move. But wait a minute. Your tub is jetless, right? No problem. Get your hydrotherapy spa with the portable Con Air Bath Spa Jets. Yes, $49.99. Or the Sharper Image Jets, $79.95. I am sure there are other products that would help move the water for you. But I'm telling you, let me tell you what Con Air says about their product, their jets. After a long, hard day, unwind in the comfort of your own home with the Con Air Dual Jet Bath Spa that turns your bathtub into your own personal relaxation zone. Simply hang it over the side of your tub and let it wash your cares away. Not sure there is much more to add to that. I'm telling you, no tub, still not a problem. Gail Steves says in her book, Right Size in Your Home, she says spa-like seekers without tubs can still have a hydrotherapy shower. They can still have the feeling in a shower. Yes. She writes, and I quote, If you have an even smaller space, think of a vertical spa experience by customizing your shower. A combination of multifunction shower heads, body sprays, and a sophisticated temperature control system will provide you with relaxation in a spa-like haven. And Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm telling you, to the rescue. I am sure that they have, and I know also, Home Depot. I went to their to their shower area. You would be surprised what kind of shower sprays are available for very little money. You might have to call a plumber to help you add it to it, and you might not. You might feel adventurous, you DIYers out there, but there are just plenty of product out there that can help you relax at home. But your spa-like experience may be just a turn of a wrench away, I'm telling you. WebMD says the theory behind hydrotherapy is healing and restoring. Hydrotherapy can soothe sore or inflamed muscles and joints, rehabilitate injured limbs, and treat patients with warm and cold baths in order to prevent disease. But it can also provide a relaxing feel and comfort after a hard day at work. Design connects with so much, which connects you to other things as well. I hope that this was informative for you. This is what I was trying to bring to you guys last Monday. I want, you know, I know that there are spas out there, and they are not, no, not taking anything from them. They actually are, they do what they say they're going to do. And for us that need the therapy, you know, for aches and muscles, it's a good thing. It's a good place to go. But some of us, you might just want to try it at home and see if you can create a spa-like experience in your, you know, in your own home. And for $49.99, I'm not sure it's a bad thing. Conair seems to think their product is ace boom coom. I'm telling you, they think it's their portable bath jets work. And you might, you know, as I always tell you, I ask you to research things for yourself. I do research. I do. I know a friend of mine, another host here at Blog Talk Radio, we talked about this last week. We were talking research. That is what we do to make sure that everything that we tell you on air is accurate. But I suggest that you guys do your own research. Search it out for yourself, you know. I encourage you to do that and figure out what will work for your bathroom in your home with your family and your budget. It is all up to you. Well, I hope that helps. Okay. And don't forget to check out the first 6 minutes of the show that I tried to record last week. Give it a try. Listen to it first. You can't listen to it first because if you're listening to me right now, you can't listen to it first. But if you would like to go back to the beginning of the show, the first 6 or 7 minutes from the show, August 11th, from creating a spa-like bathroom, please feel free to do that. I will post that link on the Facebook page for One Designer, Two Ideas, and that is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. I'm going to take a break. And when we return, we will present today's show, and that is all about laminate. See you on the other side of the music break. Let's try that again. Welcome back to the show. I am joined in the studio today by my grandson, Jaden. And he say hi to everybody, Jaden.
Hi.
Great. And
hi.
All right. So he is actually helping me today. He's my my technical assistant, I guess you can say. Anyway, he is here with me today, and he is going to third grade on Wednesday, and so we're real proud of him. But he is going to stay over there, and he is going to continue his technical abilities so I can finish the show. All right. Our show today is What Has Laminate Got to Do with It? In redesigning home, it can take of what's wanted, things, you know, textures and feels that we want to have, but it's out of our reach. So, laminate is a multi-layer synthetic flooring product that is fused together with a lamination process. It consists of many layers to create its look and ease for installation. So what gives it the look? What gives it the look? It is the photographic applique layer, which is positioned under a clear protective layer on top. Wow. So, design and decorating communities have embraced laminate flooring because of its limitless design potential. In fact, laminate flooring today is a medium unto itself. The variety of rich and innovative products, product designs create an atmosphere of sophisticated beauty in addition to long-term durability. Says who? Who says that? Well, says the North American Laminate Flooring Association. They add the versatility combined with a host of other benefits is quickly making laminate floors one of the most popular and affordable options for homeowners and renovators alike. In short, laminate is a designer's dream. Yes, I mean, it is a designer's dream. If you tell me you want, we'll get to that. I'll continue. It ticks so many boxes offering many looks. That includes, let me tell you what those looks include: wood, concrete, slate, and stone. It's a designer's and many homeowners' dream, and also moms, because it's easy to care for, and dads too, because it's easy on the wallet. So how is it made? Good question. It is made, and North American Laminate Flooring Association tells us. They tell us also they are the only association dedicated solely to the laminate flooring, and they say the lamination process is as follows. And before we get to the process, I want to let you know you guys are still welcome to call in. The number here is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. You've been treated to two shows. Almost, you know, we talked about a spa-like experience, and now we're talking about laminate flooring. I'm telling you, you guys are getting the information. I hope you have your pen and notepad, because these shows are filled with information. Okay, let's get to how a laminate floor is processed, how the product itself is processed. So we're going from top to bottom. On top is a transparent protective wear layer, which is highly resistant to dogs, cats, chairs, and even high heels. Hello, all you. I'm telling you. Listen, should I say that again? Let's say that again. It is a transparent protective wear layer that is highly resistant to dogs, to cats, chairs, and even high heels, you stiletto wearers out there. The next layer is a decorative layer, and that's the one that really makes the product. Is a decorative layer, provides a high definition, highly detailed image. Now let's talk about that image just for a minute. It is a photographic image. I'll say that again. It is a photographic image. Today's laminate flooring manufacturers have the technology and the capabilities to realistically simulate everything from hardware to marble to stone. Did you hear me? I'll read that again. Today's laminate flooring manufacturers have the technology and the capability to realistically simulate everything from hardwood to marble to stone. The next layer is a high-density fiberboard core that offers impact resistance, stability, and long-lasting durability. The next layer, a layer comprised of a resin, offers additional structural stability and moisture resistance. The last layer is the underlayment, which is required for any installation. It's helpful in absorbing some of the minor imperfections in the subfloor. Subfloor is what kind of place the laminate planks on. It's helpful in absorbing some of the minor imperfections, as I said, of the subfloor, and reducing some noise when walking on the floor and softening some of the impact. Some underlayments also offer a moisture barrier on one side, which is a good idea for bathroom and wet area installations. The NALFA, which is the North American Laminate Flooring Association, says laminate flooring is easy to install because it requires no glue or fasteners to the subfloor. Instead, it uses lock and click installation and floats above the subfloor, allowing it to expand and contract with the natural temperature and humidity and changes in the room. Yes. As for cost, let's talk about that. I looked it up and even looked at it when I went to Lowe's last week. Home Depot sells laminate planks or tiles for, 99 cents a square foot. I said 99 cents a square foot or $18.26 per case. A case covers 18.45 square feet of a room. Wow. If you're not already out the door trying to get to research laminate floors, I don't know. I'm telling you. But you know, we'll get to that. I want to also make sure that I let you know that, you know, there was some issues earlier this year with laminate flooring, and that not laminate flooring made in the U.S., but laminate flooring made outside of the U.S. But, you know, as I said, laminate is not without its detractors. If you remember earlier this year, CBS they broadcast a 60 Minutes report that said some laminate made outside of the U.S. may have contained chemicals that manufacturers in the U.S. did not use in its production. Due to safety concerns that carried stores that carried that laminate brand suspended sales and offered free indoor air quality tests to customers who may have purchased it before the suspension. According to a report in Forbes in May of this year, 97% of the homes tested were within the guidelines established by the World Health Organization, or WHO for indoor air quality control. Attention brought to laminate after the 60 Minutes report has added to the security of the product, which in all product lines helps to keep everyone involved singing from the same hymnal. And this is this industry is no different. Flooring is no different. With all products, though, it is wise, and I say this all the time with any information that I offer to you guys, it is wise to research everything for yourself. Read what the experts and installers say, as well as the industry itself. It's worth the time, it's worth the effort, and it's worth your hard-earned dollars. Okay. As we talked about, you know, what benefits laminate has. Heather Paper says in her book, Decorating Idea Book, laminate is practical. It fits in most room designs. It enhances the room's look. Yes. If you want to change out a section of the floor in a room, or the entire floor, you may want to visit the flooring department of Lowe's, Home Depot, and Menards for samples, or talk to the staff about the product. Talk to them what they say about laminate. You can also visit the North American Laminate Flooring Association at www.nalfa.com. That is www.nalfa.com. Again, that is the North American Laminate Flooring Association. They are dedicated to laminate flooring, its safety, and how it's manufactured, and everything that has to do with the production of Lament. I think the 60 Minutes report, I know that, you know, there were many stores that just, you know, just wiped out the brand that they had of that, you know, of that that was reported in the 60 Minutes report. And I'm sure that if you want to read more about it or hear more about it, you could probably visit www.cbs.com and probably look it up. That could be part of your research. But since then, the production and the process of laminate flooring has really, you know, been on the minds of many. And there are a number, you know, the process, hopefully, I honestly think that it's changed and it's updated. But again, that was not with the manufacturers inside in the United States. That was with a manufacturer outside of the country. But you can also talk to the staff at the home stores and make sure that the product that you like, that you're purchasing, is good. Okay. Again, I'm going to give you an opportunity, if you have any questions, to talk to me, to ask me about the laminate flooring, about the brand that was recalled, or anything or to do with the spa-like bathroom experience, give me a call. You can call 1-347-326-9930. You can also visit the One Design and Two Ideas Facebook page, and you can post your questions there. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. We're back. I took a break. I always take a break. Give you a chance. You know, if someone wants to call in and they haven't gotten, they're not able to do it right. I take breaks so that you can think about any questions that you have to ask me, or you want to make a comment about anything that was said today or any show that we have here at One Designer Two Ideas. You feel free to call in. As I said, 1-347-326-9930. We have about 27 minutes left in our show. I hope that all the shows here are informative to you. And as I said, if you have any questions, feel free to post them at our Facebook page. Also, if you would like to listen to other shows here at Block Talk Radio, feel free to do that. Visit Block Talk Radio at www.blocktalkradio, and that's three different words together, blocktalkradio.com. And see, you know, look at the programming page and see. There are so many hosts and subjects here and very talented. And you know, it's not just, you know, jumping on the air and pushing the on-air button and start talking. I'm telling you, I research as much as possible on any subjects that I, you know, that I feature here. I don't want to give information that's inaccurate. That is why I did think that it would be, you know, fair. I don't think fair is the word. I didn't think that it would be fair and balanced. There you go. Yes, I love Fox News. It wouldn't be fair and balanced if I did not use the information that happened earlier this year pertaining to laminate flooring. It is a great product, and I believe that, but I didn't think it was fair to talk about its benefits without talking about its detractors and some things that, you know, have happened. I mean, you can always visit, and I'm so glad that I was able to find I was really glad, because you can get a lot of questions answered by in the industry, and I was really glad that I found the North American Laminate Flooring Association. And when you pull up the site, that's actually one of the things that pops out, is because they realize that there's probably some questions still out there, and they are addressing them. And I'm very happy that they're doing that. I'm also glad that they are making their website, their information available to consumers who have, you know, who make concerns about the product, because they, you know, it is a good product. And designers, interior designers and interior redesigners, we offer it as, you know, as a solution to a lot of rooms design and enhanced looks. So and because, you know, it's really fairly priced, it's real easy. It doesn't take away from the other flooring options. There are, you know, there are a lot of other flooring options we did real with, you know, stone and slate. I mean, there was some, you know, some, those are real products, although laminate simulates them, but those are real, you know, they're real products that you can install in your home and, you know, enhance any look in the house. But I just, this show today was about laminate, and we will have shows that are dedicated to the other flooring options and their cost, you know, and what the industry says about them. Yes. So that's all I have today on laminate, but I also wanted to remind you guys that we are moving to 3:00. I want to, you know, this is early, and a lot of you, I have noticed, listen to the podcast, and maybe it is because it is at 1:00 in the afternoon. We're going to try 3 p.m., and I really, really would really love, I would really love to move the show to later in prime time, but we're going to try the 3:00 spot, and we're going to see how that works. Okay. Well, if you guys don't have anything for me, we will end our show today and welcome you to Thursday's show, which is our decor short and preview for Monday's show. I love that show. That is, it's real, you know, it's 15 minutes. It's a short, you know, a short decor tip, and it introduces you to the subject matter from the upcoming Monday show. So, with that said, this is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. I will see you Thursday evening at 10 p.m. when I offer the decor short and preview the upcoming Monday show. I hope you guys had a good weekend. I certainly hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. And without further ado, we will see you on Thursday.